Thank you for joining us today for the Whistler Plumbing and Air Podcast. James, let's talk about refrigerants today. What are some of the things that we probably don't know, but we should know about refrigerants?
I think the way that most people can relate to this is maybe in their car and when the AC is not working. And if you had an older car or something like that, you may have heard, you know, someone, well, that needs to be recharged. What they're meaning there is that the Freon, and in newer cars, the refrigerant needs to be recharged because the pressure is not right on there. It might have leaked something out. And so that's kind of a scary thing. Most people know that they have to take it to a repair shop to get that done. Well, that same component and system is in your home's heating and cooling system. And if you have a heat pump, you use this refrigerant for both heating and cooling. One of the things that is important to know that just happened in January 2020 is that they have stopped making R22, or what we've called Freon. And it's still available. It's really expensive. But they're phasing that out. 410A refrigerant is what's being made now, and it's a much more environmentally friendly refrigerant than the R22 is. I would also say that HVAC units that are older than 2010 year model, they more than likely used R22 refrigerant. So if those older units have a leak, you're not going to be able to recharge those systems any longer because the Freon or R22 is not going to be available.
Does that basically mean someone's going to be shopping for a new HVAC?
Absolutely. And in most cases, that is what that means, especially if it's older than 2010 year model. One other thing that I want to mention about refrigerants is that not just everyone is capable of having them in their custody and you know, using them. So, you know, our technicians are EPA certified, and we are required by the EPA to track the use and storage of all refrigerants. So that's something that we do, and we take that seriously because you definitely don't want that getting out into the environment. So it's not something that you want to tackle on your own.
So if someone's listening and they realize they have a unit that's pretty old and they know they will be replacing it soon, how do they best go about getting that process started with your team?
They could just give us a call, and we can set up a cool or heat check, depending on the season, and be able to check the system and make sure that the refrigerant levels are properly aligned with that particular piece of equipment.
All right. So if you have any questions about refrigerants, or you would like to set up a meeting with the team at Whistler Plumbing and Air, all you have to do is give them a call at 540-483-9382.